disappointed old banks.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in Psalm 119, and we are going to start the 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which had some verses 145 through 152. The 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Kof. So we are almost at the end of this psalm. We have about three letters left to complete it. So we give God thanks for where He's taking us. And we see this psalm, as we know, it's an acrostic psalm. So we see this psalm, it heads, it's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or a phrase. So we see each letter of the Hebrew alphabet begins a set of eight verses of this psalm. So we see we are going on to the 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Kof. So we see each letter begins a set of eight verses, and nearly every verse contains one of eight words for God's revelation. The exceptions are verses 90, verses 121, 122, and 132. And we're going to see words like word, law, testimony, way, precept, statute, commandment, judgment. All these are words which denotes God's revelation to His people. So we, as God's people, must understand that God is speaking to us through His word, and let us not take it lightly as we go through this psalm, that He's calling the church back to His word. We must admit that we have strayed from His word, so He's calling us back to His word. So we are going to be looking at the 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Kof, which heads eight verses, 145 through 152. Let us pray and begin. Father, we thank You for today. We thank You for who You are. Thank You for Your love towards us. In that, O God, while we were yet sinners, You died for us. Thank You for dying that we might live. And because You live, we live. Thank You for the hope that we have in You, Jesus. Thank You for the cross, for dying, so that, O God, Almighty Lord, we can have life and have it more abundantly. Thank You for Your shed blood on the cross. Thank You, O God, that Your blood has redeemed us. Thank You, O God, Almighty, that Your blood has remitted our sins. Thank You that Your blood has given us access to the throne room of grace. Thank You that we can come this evening, O mighty God, and call upon Your name, for we know of ourselves we can do nothing, but we come completely dependent upon You, O God. So as we come, O God Almighty, we pray that You, O God, will guide us into all truth. You will illuminate Your word to us. O God, bring forth revelation knowledge to Your people. O God, help them to see things that they have never seen before in Your word. Almighty God, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that we will come to that place of understanding that You are calling us, O God Almighty Lord Jesus, back to Your word, to eat of Your word, to be filled up with Your word, to live by Your word, to respond by Your word. O great God, we pray. Have Your way in us, we pray. And let Your word, O God, be assimilated, O God, in our spiritual system, that it will bring forth fruits of righteousness. Father, we bless You. We love You. We look to You by faith, O God, and we thank You for Your Holy Spirit presence with us. We thank You for the blessed Comforter who is in us and with us, and who is able to keep us from falling. Father, we look to You and we just thank You for those who took time out to come to hear Your word. We thank You, Almighty God, for transforming them by renewing their minds. And we pray, O God, for those that are not yet saved, that they, O God, will be saved as they hear Your word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by Your word. Father, we thank You. We bless You, we praise You forever as we look to You by faith for a spirit-filled evening. Let Your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path as we look to You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. So we look at the 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Kof, and it heads one verses 145 through 152. And we see this word, this letter, Kof, originally meant the back of the head. That was the original meaning. Originally meant the back of the head or the eye of a needle, and which also means monkey, a creature which resembles a human. This indicates a requirement for a human to overcome his purely animalistic nature and to emulate the image of the creator he's made in. So we have to come to understand that we have to overcome that animalistic nature in us, that old nature, and emulate the image of our creator God. So people of God, we as God's people must understand that there's something that we also must do. We have to partner with God. We have to walk with him. We have to pursue him. And we want to live a life that is pleasing to him. So look on verse 145 of this psalm. 145 from the New King James Version. The words that I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. The psalmist is crying out with his whole heart. He cries out with his whole heart. My whole heart cries out to you, O Lord. Respond to me. He was asking the Lord to respond to him. Hear me, O Lord. Respond to me. And I will obey your words. I will obey your written laws. So we need to cry out to God with our whole heart. People of God, sometimes we're crying out, but it's not our whole heart. We have to cry out. The Lord knows when it's a hard cry. He knows when we're crying out from our whole heart. He knows, people of God, when all of us is crying out to him, body, soul, and mind and spirit is crying out to him. So we want to cry out to God with our whole heart. The psalmist said, my whole heart cries out to you, O God, O Lord. Respond to me. Hear me. So he had a relationship with God. So he said, Lord, hear me. Respond to me. I will keep your word. He purposed in his heart to keep the word of God. He purposed in his heart to live by God's word. So we must purpose in our hearts. I will, dear, means he has purpose in his heart. So we want to purpose in our hearts to keep God's written laws, to keep God's word. So we have to purpose in our hearts to obey God's word. People of God, sometimes we do not want to obey. We want to do our own thing. But God is calling us today as we cry out to him with our whole heart. Lord, respond to me. Hear me, O God. I will obey your words. We want to come to that place, people of God, where we purpose in our hearts. We make up in our minds that we are going to obey the word of God. Look at verse 146. 146 of Psalm 119. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. People of God, we see this in this psalm. It's a crying out to God. Are we willing to cry out to God? We are to cry out to God from our whole heart. He hears our heart cry, people of God. The psalmist said, I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I'm crying out to you, O God, deliver me. Save me, deliver me. And I will keep your words. I will be obedient to your word. I'm crying out to you for deliverance. Deliver me. People of God, so many of us need deliverance in some areas of our lives. Something is not right in some areas of our lives, and we need deliverance. We need to cry out to God. The word tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. So we need to call unto him. We need to cry to him. Crying out from the depths of our hearts to God. And he will hear us. He will deliver us. So that we will be in a position to obey his word. And people of God, many of us need deliverance. Unless we are delivered, many of us cannot even obey God's word. We are so burdened down with the cares of life. We need deliverance. So the psalmist cry out, I cry out to you, O God, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. So we see the importance of deliverance, people of God. We need to be delivered so we can obey God's word. We need to be delivered from ourselves many times. But sometimes self stand in the way. We are still people of God under the dominion of the old fleshly nature. And God is saying to us today, sin has no more dominion over us. But we do not understand God's word. So we are still walking in our carnal nature. And we need to be delivered from that so that we can truly live by God's word. Look at verse 147 of Psalm 119. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. So we see, people of God, the psalmist was saying, I wake up before daybreak. I wake up before daybreak and pray to you for help. My expectation comes from you. I wake up before daybreak and pray to you for help. My expectation comes from you. Who are we expecting from, people of God? Who is our expectation coming from? The psalmist said, I hope in your word. So we have to expect, my expectation comes from your word. So we have to have the word of God in us. The word has to be in our heart, in our minds, so that our expectation can be coming from the word of God. Our hope is in the word of God. I hope in your word. What are we hoping in today? Where is our hope? Our hope must be in Christ Jesus. So the psalmist said, I rise up before the dawning of the morning. I wake up early before daybreak. And I pray to you, I call upon you for help. Because my expectation comes from your word. Look at Psalm 119, verses 148. Psalm 119, 148. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. My eyes are awake. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. I am awake through the hours of the night, that I may ponder your word. And people of God, many times we are awake through different hours of the night. Let us ponder the word of God. Let us meditate upon God's word day and night. We want to make our ways prosperous, but if there's no word in us, people of God, our ways will not be prosperous. The Lord God himself spoke to Joshua. He said, this law shall not depart out of your mouth. You must meditate upon it day and night and observe to do it. So we don't just meditate upon it and decide, say, we're going to ignore it. We must act upon God's word. We must perform the word. We must practice the word. So we meditate upon God's word throughout the night watches. We ponder on God's word. We let that word digest in our souls, people of God, so that we can live by the word, so that our will be surrendered to the word. So whatever we do, whatever decision we make will be in alignment with God's word. So we have to understand this truth, that we need the word of God inside of us. So as we ponder the word, as we meditate upon the word day and night, this word will make us prosperous. And this word will give us good success. So we have to come to that place of understanding. To make our way successful, we need the word of God. So people of God, many times we lay down on our beds, we cannot sleep. Let us ponder the word of God. Do we have a verse of scripture? Ponder that word and say, Holy Spirit, I don't even understand this word. But bring forth revelation, knowledge to me, illuminate this word to me, even in the night watches, so I can understand God's word to perform it. I can understand God's word to live by it. So we need to understand the word to live by it, people of God. So God is calling us, people of God, through the night watches. The psalmist said, I'm awake through the hours of the night that I may ponder your word. I may meditate upon your word. Look on Psalm 119, verse 149. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive me according to your justice. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive me according to your justice. The psalmist was crying out to God, listen to me, O God, because of your mercies, O Lord. Make me alive. Revive me. Make me alive because of your righteousness, because of your justice. Make me alive. So people of God, the word is here to make us alive. The word quickens us. The word is spirit and it is life. So we have the life-giving word with us. So we have to eat of God's word. We have to practice God's word. We have to live by his word daily so that we can walk in new life. We can walk with in newness of life. We can be revived. Revive me according to your justice. You are a righteous God. Revive me. So the psalmist was crying out to God, hear my voice. People of God, are we willing to cry out to him? Are we willing to cry out to him? He knows our voices. Our voices are distinct, people of God. We have to understand that. He knows each and every one of us. When you cry, he knows. When I cry, he knows. He knows us. So the psalm said, hear my voice. The psalmist said, hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. So we as God's people must understand that God loves us with an everlasting love. And with loving kindness, he has drawn us to himself. So hear me. Hear my voice, O God, according to your loving kindness. Revive me according to your justice. Revive me. Make me alive, O God. So we as God's people need to cry out to him. Need to cry out to God. God is listening for that heart cry. Are you willing to cry out from the depths of your heart to God today? God is saying, cry out to me. Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that we don't know. People of God, we must confess that we don't know much. But God knows everything. So we cry out to the one who knows everything. The all-knowing God, we cry out to him. And he's listening to our cry. He's listening to our heart's cry. People of God, there's a difference with the lips crying and the heart crying. So the lips might be crying and saying one thing, but the heart is saying something else. The lips must be saying what the heart is saying, people of God. And when the lips are saying what the heart is saying, God will hear and answer us. But when our lips are saying something contrary to what our heart is saying, we will not be getting any answer. But our lips must be saying what our heart is saying. So we as God's people must understand God is listening out for that heart cry. It's the heart cry, people of God. And whatever comes from our mouth, hear my voice. So whatever comes from our mouth should be what is in our hearts. So we don't want to be giving God lip service and our hearts are far from him. But we want to cry out from the depths of our heart. The heart cry God will pay keen attention to. People of God, so we have to understand, hear my voice. According to your loving kindness, revive me according to your justice. So people of God, we need to cry out from the depths of our heart. Cry out to God. He will hear and answer us. Look on verse 150. of Psalm 119. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. So the psalmist is saying, the wicked is coming close. They're coming close to me, O God. They have departed from your word, but they're coming close. So the psalmist was crying out to God. They are drawing near. Wicked people are drawing near. And the wicked is coming to destroy God's people. So we have to understand. We have to cry out to God like the psalmist. They are drawing near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. They are not up to anything good. They have departed from your word. Look at Psalm 119, verse 151. 151 of Psalm 119. The word said, you are near. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Look at what the psalmist said. He said, God, you are near. You are near, and all your commandments are truth. You are close, Lord. The psalmist was certain of his safety because the Lord is near to him. People of God, are you certain of your safety because God is near to you? The psalmist was certain of his safety because the Lord is near to him. You are close, O Lord, and all your words are true. So whatever your word said, it must come to pass, for your words are true. Let us refer to Psalm 145, verse 18. Psalm 145, verse 18 said, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. People of God, we must call upon him in truth. He is near to those who call upon him in truth. So the psalmist was calling upon him from a true heart because hear what the psalmist said, you are near, O Lord, and your commandments are truth. So the psalmist knew that when he calls upon the Lord from a true heart, the Lord would be near to him. The psalmist was certain of his safety because the Lord is near to him. His heart was pure. He was calling on the Lord from a pure heart, from a true heart, people of God. So the Lord is near to those, the psalmist said in 145:18. Psalm 145:18, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Are you calling upon him in truth this evening? God is saying to us as his people, we must call upon him in truth. What our lips are saying, our heart must be saying the same thing. That's when we call upon God in truth, because our lips and our hearts are synchronized. They are saying the same thing. So we as God's people must understand that God is calling us to call upon him from a true heart, for he's near to those who call upon him in truth. So we want to be people who walk in truth and call upon God in truth. Look at the last verse, people of God, of this psalm, of this stanza. The last verse of this stanza, which is, as we have said, which is Kof. And we see the last verse is 152, Psalm 119, verse 152. That's the last verse. And it says, concerning your testimony, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Concerning your words, I have known from a long time that you have established them forever. People of God, we have to know that God's word is forever, that God's word is everlasting. The word of God tells us in Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. The grass withers. We see the grass wither. Drought comes, they wither and dry up. The flower fades. The flower is only here for a time. But the word of God is everlasting. The word of God stands forever. So the psalmist says, concerning your word, concerning your testimony, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Your word is forever. I have known of old you have founded your word forever. Your word is forever. Your word is everlasting. Everything else will fail. Everything else fade away. But your word stands forever. People of God, we must hold firmly to God's word, for only God's word stands forever. Everything else on this earth is temporary, but God's word stands forever. Let us change our perspective and come to understand that we must feed on God's word. Let God's word become the treasure of our lives. For where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. So we need to treasure God's word. Let God's word, people of God, be more important to us than silver or gold or any precious stone. But let us come to that place of understanding that God's words must take preeminence in our lives. God is calling the church of God, and we must draw near to him and cry out to him. And we see in the psalmist was crying out to God. And we see, people of God, as we cry out to him from a true heart, he will hear and he will answer us. God bless you all this evening. Remember that the word of God stands forever. The grass withers, the flower fades away, but God's word is everlasting. Hold on to what is everlasting. Hold on to God's word. Ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate the word to you so you can walk forth in revelation knowledge, bringing honor and glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you here this evening. And we will stop here. We will continue on the 20th letter, which is Resh, when we come next week. God bless you all. And we pray that you have gleaned something from the word of God, which will help you to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you that you're calling us to cry out to you from a true heart. And as we cry out to you, O God, Almighty Lord, O God, our lives will be transformed, O God, because you will come in and you will do the work for us that we can't humanly do. So as we look to you this evening, we pray, O God, that you will transform us by the renewing of our minds, that we may know what is good and acceptable and your perfect will for us. So we thank you again for your Holy Spirit presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for enabling us when we are unable and giving us strength to carry on. Father, we bless you, we honor you, we love you, and we give you glory. And we thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, that you have made the way for us, O God. And we pray, O God, that we will step in, O God, and we will walk with confidence because your word makes us confident. So we bless you and honor you forever as we look to you by faith and give you thanks. And we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen. And amen. Blessings to all. May God continue to illuminate his word to you all. And may you grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen.
In the
thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.